Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
On your marks,
get set,
get ready.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. And set your watch exactly 60 minutes from right now. Wayne will appear like magic. Until then, you've got yours truly. My name is Lee Elsie. On these Fridays, it is my responsibility to get you all fired up and warmed up when Wayne hits the airwaves again. In 60 minutes, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go on all of these great radio stations from one coast to another. And I want to thank everybody for listening up and being a part of it. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. If you've got a comment or a concern or a question or just want to start a correspondence back and forth, of course, you can like our Facebook page, The Voice of Freedom, or please subscribe to my YouTube page, which is my name, Lee Elsie, L-E-E-E-L-C-I, and you can subscribe to that, and every day I usually post at least one video. I know Wayne had talked a little bit about this during the course of the week, and I have to at least give my two cents on a topic that really bothered me, really, really gnawed at me as, you know, the evening on Sunday wore on, and then it became Monday and Tuesday, and even now on Friday, it's still bothering me. And I put a, you know, a big blame of this on the NFL shoulders. The NFL, again, is enabling this division. But let me just jump right into this. We're born, and instantly we're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, a color, even cast into a socio-political status. We have blood type, gene type, family tree, financial rating. All of it given to you, stamped at birth. And we really don't choose any of this. Our identity is thus arbitrarily defined and imposed on us by a world that we've created. You are Joe, you are Frank, you are Lou, you are Tom, you are Shelley, you are Mary. Right? You have an identity. It's given to you. An identity that was created by man. Maybe a God-given name, but man assigned that to you. And then there's a system that's associated with that, clamping down on us, defining us, in some cases limiting us. Or at least directing us. Sometimes. However, what's lost in the shuffle is how lucky we are. I was. You probably were. How lucky you were to be born in the United States of America, making you an American. Despite all the things I just said, race, religion, color, caste system, financial background, you, born here in this country or migrated legally to this country, are a United States American citizen. I'm not an Italian American or a Jewish American or an Asian American. I hate those labels. It's why you never hear me say them. I've never called anybody an African American on this show. Go back and listen. Maybe in the infancy of this, but somewhere along the line, early on, I made a decision that I'm not doing it. I think it's an insult. You want to be labeled an American with black ancestry, and that's you know, part of what makes you tick, okay, I'll do that. If that's how you want to be brought on the show. But I don't think, unless you're born in Africa, you're not an African American. I was born in Connecticut. I was lucky to be born in Connecticut. I'm proud to bleed red, white, and blue. When somebody asks me what my nationality, I do my best to remember to say, I'm an American. I'm an American. Sure, you can trace my lineage back to a different place, but I'm an American. Born in Connecticut, born in New London, 1966, believe it or not. And when on a national stage, there are consistent attempts to divide us as Americans, it infuriates me. Because we're having trouble staying together as it is. And when you throw all of the racial hate and baiting together, it just gets worse. Now, don't get me wrong. Our nation was riddled with horror over its 250 years. But for every second of pain and suffering, we have succeeded 1,000 times over. 1,000 times over with the blessing of freedom. And for me, the Black National Anthem spits in the face of all of that. To play a song that specifically is designed for 12% of the population on a national stage that essentially is attempting to equate it with the Star Spangled Banner bothers me. If you want to play it somewhere along the line in the course of the afternoon, okay, paying tribute for whatever reason, however you want to mix it in, fine, but to play it as a preview to the actual Star Spangled Banner and give it the same kind of weight that you give the national anthem, I think that's divisive and done purposely. We're Americans. The flag flies under one anthem, not 15, not 30. We're a melting pot of nations from, or people from around the globe, other nations, hundreds of other nations. Make up American citizens. And to single out a Black national anthem, well, does injustice, I think, to our Jewish brothers and sisters or Chinese or Puerto Rican. So is it going to be just an hour or two prior to all these games where we just play song after song after song for every single person, whatever flag that person had come from, whether it's Ecuador or Sudan, whoever got here and became an American citizen, now we're going to play a song on their behalf? Further dividing us as citizens of the United States of America, it's completely divisive. I want to be more patriotic. I think we should be more patriotic. Playing two or three or five different anthems makes us less patriotic. Some people decided, you know what, I'm not standing up during the Black National Anthem. And as I said earlier, this is pandering to the masses by the NFL, and shame on them for that. If you're a guy and you're a sports fan, it's hard not to want to watch the Super Bowl or the NFL on any given Sunday for that matter. I mean, it's sort of ingrained in us, right? The NFL has us over a barrel to a certain respect because we love the sport. We love watching it. When we were young, we loved playing it. I did anyway. But I'll tell you, it's getting harder and harder to root for these athletes when the organization that they work for goes out of their way to slap people in the face. Maybe it's not woke to think like I think. I think that the Super Bowl is a celebration of all things that makes America great. Diversity, culture, exceptionalism, work ethic, freedom, patriotism, all of that. And you cannot have some of those elements when you are using division and divisive tactics to shine a light on what you perceive to be injustices. You want to continue to try to promote a message of ending racism? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You should want to be an advocate for ending racism. We all should. And racism still does exist. There's no question about that. It exists on every level, from every color or creed, period. That's just the way it is. But We're so much better now than we've ever been, and we get better every single day. And it's a progressive left-leaning tactic to infuse a divisive tactic into what should be a national pride event. When they say, please rise for the national anthem, it should be an emotional, solemn occasion, in particular on an event or at an event like the Super Bowl. It should not have any musical equal. We shouldn't be having discussions as to whether or not we should change the national anthem. Or, man, should we play the black national anthem after the national anthem next year? Or Star Spangled Banner after this or after that? No! It's one song, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, under one national anthem, period. Not a wide range of national anthems, not a different one every year, not one specifically designed for a certain person's color. No. National anthem. Shame on the NFL, because they are a big part of this, to try to appease and cater to the woke America. All right, that's how we begin again. My name is Lee Elsie. I always thank you for giving me the opportunity to hang out with you here on these Fridays. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.